ID?
Well, shit. Here we go.
Date of birth?
January 12th, 1985.
Middle name?
None.
Glad to have you back.
Let's see how it goes first.
Well, it can only get better.
Better than what?
Harrison. Showed up a little after 0600 looking cornholed. He's Mr. Mornings all of a sudden.
Harrison's here.
I mean, he didn't look all here.
Okay.
Want me to let Patty know you're back?
Nah, I'll see her downstairs.
Plus, the last thing I want is Patty with me when I do what I'm about to do to Lauren. There's Matt's car, two lanes down. If he'd flunked the lie detector, they'd be stripping it right now. So he hasn't guessed. So he's safe.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 10, Protocol.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
My God, what is this? What is this I see? Yet another total stranger approaching my humble booth.
You know what, Rosh? I think I was gone just long enough to miss these jokes.
Damn you, all-seeing stranger! How do you know my name? Take a deep breath, place your chin here, and slowly exhale without blinking.
Okay, I definitely missed this part.
Is this how I normally act? That's the thing about acting normal. You're never paying attention to yourself when you're being normal.
Ah, it's like a miracle. I was blind and now I see. It's Security Chief Dakota Parentis.
Thank you.
Or should I say, Acting Director Dakota Parentis.
What?
I really need to get my eyes checked one of these days. What, with all of these people I keep not recognizing?
No, Rosh. What did you just say?
What?
What's acting director?
A joke? That's me. Jokes. Bad ones, people tell me. Though in my mind...
Rosh?
I don't know, Deck. Something Harrison was saying when he came through, he was laughing, so I assumed...
Okay. It's okay.
Starting to look like I called Harrison seriously wrong. I expected him to withdraw into himself when he got the letter, not get chatty all over the place.
Please put on the apparatus and apply the electrodes to the appropriate areas.
Okay, Lauren, we gotta talk.
That's not possible. There's a mandated order of events. First, you put on the apparatus and apply the electrodes to the appropriate areas.
I'm doing that. I'm doing it right now. But Lauren, we need to talk about a change in protocol before we start.
I don't know why you're doing this.
It's all right, Lauren. It's a little weird, but it's all fine.
Please finish applying the electrodes. Following that...
I'm doing it. You can see I'm doing it, right? See? This is the last one.
Now I will ask you a series...
First, you need to look at this.
Trip Hayden's letter. Waiting in my eFax queue as promised. I printed it first thing this morning.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Just take it and look at it.
My standing orders are very clear.
Your standing orders are changing.
If any individual or group entering or exiting Quill Marine attempts to forestall the questioning process three times, I am to alert security.
I get that, Lauren. I get protocol. I've lived by protocol my whole adult life. But what is your protocol supposed to defend?
You've now forestalled the process more than three times. If it were anyone else, I would have alerted security already.
Way back down the hall, I can see Rosh starting to get curious.
It's a two-word answer, Lauren. What is that protocol supposed to defend?
Quill Marine.
And Quill Marine is owned by?
Sierra Solutions.
And who is the COO of Sierra Solutions?
Trip Hayden.
And whose signature is on this document?
I don't understand this.
Sure you do.
I don't understand this.
What it means is, I'm gonna respect protocol. I'm gonna answer the standard questions, and I'm gonna answer them truthfully.
but you're not gonna like my answers. And you have to let me through anyway.
I don't understand what's happening.
Harrison's already here, right?
I am prohibited from commenting on who has or has not.
You're right, I apologize. Rosh is full on gawking now. No one takes this long to get through Lauren's checkpoint. Why don't you just call his office and he'll either answer or he won't. If he does answer, say, Dak just gave me a letter and I don't understand it. Poor kid's about to explode, but at least she picks up the station phone and hits the call button.
This is very unusual. This is just very unusual.
I know.
Yes, Director. Yes, this is Sentry Lauren Hayes. Security Chief Prentice has just handed me a...
And she goes quiet. And she stays quiet for a very long time.
Thank you, Director.
All good?
Please put the helmet over your head.
Yep.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of sabotaging or removing any materials or personnel on site?
Yes, removing.
There are only two acceptable answers.
Yes.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of damaging, removing, or otherwise interfering with Moss, the Harp, or Object E?
Yes.
One moment, please. Thank you, Security Chief Prentice. You are cleared to descend to Hangar 11.
I'm sorry, Lauren.
I just think procedures are important. That's just what I think. I do as my superiors instruct, but that's still what I think.
There's nothing to say to make this better. That's not how Lauren works. I get on the elevator thinking, please let the gnome be having one of his lazy days. Guess not. Don't talk. Don't talk. Think something. One of Matt's legs is a little bit longer than the other. You have to make him lie down and hold still and push his feet together to see it.
Thanks, Nomi. Glad to be back.
Oh, hey, Dak.
Were you away?
Oh, you nerds and your powers of observation.
Welcome back, Chief. Get some rest?
Never enough, John.
Hear that.
Patty's running things as great as I thought she would. Good use of space in the hangar. The sentries are well-placed. The geeks don't look crowded. The harp's well-lit with a decent perimeter around it. Just one more thing I'm looking for.
Did Patty by chance put out a rack of Lloyd suits?
Oh, yeah, right there. It's halfway behind that workstation.
Just like I suggested, I take out two suits and one helmet.
You need one right now?
Two, actually. Long story.
Yeah, I heard some shit's going down.
Jesus, Harrison's got the whole base talking.
Okay, yeah, look, I gotta...
Oh, sure, but Chief...
What?
Just, you know, don't forget about me when you're the boss.
And oh, shit, there he is. Doing a rotation near the tent. Most of me is lighting up like New Year's, but there's a little bit left over that's sad. For a whole week, I've been the old Dak. I'll never be her again. I flash my eyes at his face and then into the North supply closet. He gives me one of his trademark micro nods right back. No camera in the supply closet, but it'll get noticeable fast if we both go missing. I don't even dare kiss him. I might not stop.
Jesus, when did you get back?
Take this.
A Lloyd suit? What do I need this for?
You're gonna be assigned to Bird's Eye later. No one will be with you. As soon as you're alone, put this on and seal it.
I'm not on Bird's Eye rotation today.
You will be. Watch me on the floor. When I signal, winch up the box around the harp.
Jesus, what?
Wait to put on the helmet. People might see it from the floor, start wondering.
Wait, for what?
Wait for me to pick up the harp. Then put it on.
Holy shit.
Got it?
All right, Dak, I need you to tell me what the
hell
is... We're
gonna be free, is what's happening. We're gonna be together. Winch up the box when I signal. Put on your helmet when you see me pick up the harp. I'm gonna get us out of here. I know the insulated bag's in Birdseye because I put it there myself. Unless... could someone have moved it? Who?
Thank Christ.
What do you need that for?
The one person in this whole joint who could sneak up on me.
Patty! Good as hell to see ya.
Where's the tan?
I'll show you later. The hangar setup looks phenomenal.
Thanks.
Great layout. Really sharp. I couldn't have done better.
Hey, credit where it's due. The emergency Lloyd suits were your idea. Sure came in handy on Sunday.
What was Sunday?
Power up.
Wait. Sunday? Did somebody move it?
Nope. But it was 100 hours from when you and Matt brought it out on the floor last time. Working theory from the nerds is every time it goes off, on schedule or not, it resets the 100-hour clock.
Wow. Guess I need to redo the calendar I've had in my head for the last...
Sorry, can we go back to what do you need the bag for?
Okay, it's...
I mean, to my knowledge, we're not moving the harp again, so...
Look, Patty, I don't want to get all... But some things are happening, okay? Some new things.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. But not understanding it.
I so don't want to show her the letter from Hayden. I don't want to see her look at me differently. I want to be gone before that would happen.
Harrison wasn't much help.
Harrison?
With the understanding part.
You talked to Harrison today.
He just kind of kept laughing and congratulating me.
Congratulating you?
Calling me Security Chief Patty. Look, he drinks in the afternoons, everybody knows it, but he's always managed it. He's always hit his marks. But today...
Look, a lot of things are...
Today, something's different.
Transition just hits some people harder than others. That's totally...
Transition?
Yeah, like if...
Were you on vacation or not?
Okay, you know what? This shit can wait. I need you to do some things.
I get you can't tell me everything, sure. But I would think we're at the point where you can tell me most things. The things you can't tell me. I would think there'd have to be a really good reason.
Great. If that's off your chest, we need to talk about guard ship.
Like, for example, there must be a good reason you're holding an N5 insulated bag designed to carry exactly one thing in the whole world, a thing no one's planning to move.
Half of me hates her. Half of me so proud I could cry. None of it changes what I have to do now. I unfold the letter. Read it.
Wait, Harrison had something like this.
Read it. When you're done, say yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give you a bunch of orders, and when I do, you're just going to carry them out because you're the deputy and I'm the chief.
Are you the chief, or are you the acting director?
What difference does it make when I'm giving you an order? I'm taking the bag. I can't tell you why, and I need you to make some changes to guard shift.
What, tomorrow's guard shift?
Today's.
Today's?
Rotation 5. You've got me and Object E with Matt Salem and Grant up here in Birdseye.
So...
I need you to swap them. Salem up here, Grant with me.
Why?
Want to read it again?
No.
Who else is up here during 5?
I mean... me.
Oh, Jesus. I want you on the floor.
You want Salem in here working all the surveillance by himself?
It's just one shift. I know why she's freaking. Best way to keep Masa secret is to keep the circle small, only people cleared to come down to the hangar, which means all the surveillance is limited to this floor as well. And I'm handing Matt all of it.
It's like 20 minutes from now, Dak. What the hell's happening?
What's happening is I just issued direct and specific orders. You can either carry them out or we can move on to disciplinary review. There is no option C.
I worked hard figuring out this rotation. I wanted it perfect by the time you got back.
Put Grant with me in the spaceship, Salem in Birdseye, you on the floor.
I'll make it happen.
As soon as Patty's gone, I slide my chair under the Birdseye camera and pull on a latex glove. Then I unscrew the top on the bottle Nikki gave me on the train.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And that's the guard shift bell. It's rotation 5. Erica's headed out, which means Grant will be squeezing through the fissure any minute now. I've got my Lloyd suit inside the N5 coated bag at my feet. No helmet, but I'll deal with that later.
Missed you, Moss. Did you miss me?
His big black eyes look back at me like they always do. Jesus, I think the moss is receding even faster. To look at him now, you'd assume it was just some kind of green alien chest hair. I wonder if Lloyd's seen it. I kneel next to him like I'm checking something, then lean close to the long silver slit where his right ear might be.
If you're alive in there, I mean, you're not, there's no way, but if you are alive somewhere deep in there, apologies in advance.
Chief Prentice, nice vacation?
Wouldn't even wish it on you.
Excuse me?
You've probably been hearing some shit going around.
I flick my eyes to the camera. Play it cool.
I prefer not to dignify rumors.
Let's just say...
I stick out my hand.
Congratulations.
If he can feel the glove, he doesn't say so.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I want a meeting. First thing tomorrow, I have a number of ideas I want to put into play.
Looking forward.
We're going to have discipline here at Quilmarine. You'll see.
Let's just get through today.
15 minutes later, not a scratch, not a twitch. Grant looks downright chill.
How they hanging, Grant?
Oh, I'm just thinking.
Thinking?
Making plans.
Nikki wouldn't let me down. Nikki wouldn't let me down.
Salem, confirm position.
Up in Birdseye, Chief. All good, all quiet.
Patty, confirm position.
Seriously?
Deputy, confirm position.
That's Patty. She's just opened our private channel.
Dak, since when do you confirm positions?
What is he doing?
Give me a second, Grant. Patty, I told you to confirm.
On the floor, Jesus, like you said. Do you want to tell me what the hell?
What is he doing? Look at him, Chief. What is he doing?
What's who doing?
Somebody want to catch me up?
How could you not see that? It just happened. He moved. He just moved.
Who moved? There's nobody
Moss,
else.
Moss just moved.
Dak, I'm assuming that's not true.
It is true. I just saw it. He made the gesture.
Okay, Grant, we all think we see him move sometime.
He made the gesture.
Chief, you want assistance?
Hold off a sec.
You didn't see the gesture?
What gesture, buddy?
Chief, am I seeing this right?
The one that means he chose me!
Is he undressing?
The one that means he's inside of me!
I'm getting people in there now.
Hold off, I think
the one
I
that
can...
means he's in my blood!
Grant, buddy!
I'll prove it, watch!
Holy shit!
Okay, Grant. Jesus, you're hurting
he's
yourself.
He's gonna scratch your skin off.
Okay, Chief, I want you out of there. Can you slip through
Chief,
the...
Chief, look sharp, he's going for his gun!
And sure enough, Grant's rummaging through his clothes on the floor for his holster. As he finds his gun and points it straight at Moss, I think, Nikki wouldn't let me down.
Take it back! Take the gesture back! I don't want it!
Dak, what just happened? Are you hurt?
Get it out of me!
Nobody's hurt. He tried to shoot Moss. I stopped him. He shot the floor.
We're coming in.
Hold off, Patty. I don't have this gun under control.
We're deadlocked over the gun, and I'm about to kick his legs out from under him when the fucker just lets go, breaks away from me, runs at Moss, and starts...
What the hell is
he... Tell me when it's clear, Dak. I'm right outside.
Is he strangling Moss?
He's touching...
Why me?
Like he's got his hands...
You didn't have to pick me!
Okay, that's it, Patty. I'm calling it.
You mean...
Concerned?
I can't live like this!
Just let me. You've done too many.
She'll have to do a lot of these. I'll give her this one on the house.
I can't live knowing you're in my blood!
It's fine. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What, Chief? What?
We're clear, Patty. You can come in.
The hell?
He didn't let go. Pulled Moss right down with him.
Shit.
Salem, you still on?
Yeah, Chief.
I need turndown service, fast.
I'm on it.
Help me get them separated.
Do we need to check him? Moss, I mean.
Lloyd's on in 30, let him do it.
So, I'll hold him still.
And I'll pry Grant's fingers off his neck. Just don't touch the mossy part.
Okay. God, this warm body shit still gets me every time.
Like a kid with a fever, I always think.
Does this screw things up with your plan?
What?
There must have been some reason you wanted Grant in here. Is it screwed up now?
Patty, not now.
Or the opposite?
You know we're still on general comms, right, Patty? help me lift him back into his chair.
And so I get a little sneak preview of what I hope me and Matt will be doing about 10 minutes from now. Moss is heavy, sure, but not as heavy as I always expect from his height.
Dak.
If you have a question for me, Patty, you can ask me in my office later.
Which office?
Now go get me something to wipe this blood off of Moss. Now!
Yeah.
As soon as Patty's out through the fissure, I start putting my Lloyd suit on. Jesus, turndown service works fast. By the time we come out of the tent, my guys already have that telltale oversized colorful coffin rolling in.
Roll it right up to the tent.
Yes, Chief. Wait, are you wearing...
Come on, hurry.
And I try to take a moment, like a breath, no more than that, to look around Hangar 11, my office, my place for so many years. But I can't do it. I can't make myself look back. All I can think is what's next. Maybe it's just focus. Maybe I'm protecting myself. Can't take any of it with me when I go. I look up at Birdseye, get Matt's eyes on mine, and signal.
What the hell? Who's doing
that? I walk straight to the emergency Lloyd suit storage and grab a helmet.
Hey, Salem, why is the winch going up? You need to reverse that.
As I pull my helmet on, I see Matt up in Birdseye doing the same.
Jesus, Salem, you gotta reverse that now. You're uncovering the fucking arc.
Chief, should the rest of us be suiting up too?
Patty turns just in time to see me sealing my helmet to the rest of my Lloyd suit. And that's the look I never wanted to see on her face. And it can't get any worse than that, so I might as well pick up the harp and start walking in circles.
Jesus, Dak, put it down. Put it down right now!
Everyone's hands are on their guns, but they don't know what to do.
Christ, Dak, what are you doing? If you don't put it down, I have to draw, you understand? I have to draw!
Up in Birdseye, I can sort of see Matt. Even fully suited up, I can tell he's freaking out.
Okay, everyone, sidearms on the chief.
But what?
Draw as I draw, but do not fire!
I keep walking in circles. Only option since my people have guns on me from all sides. I'm afraid if I walk too close to anyone, they'll fire, but I can't stop walking.
Dak, goddammit, put it down! If you don't put it down, I have to give the order, you know I do. It's you or everyone else.
But I keep walking, in the biggest circle I can.
Do we shoot? Deputy, do we shoot?
Dak, for fucking God's sake, what do you want me to do?
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 10 also features Nima Jarabji, Rebecca Comtois, Jason Howard, Daryl Lathan, Brian Silliman, Kelly Ray O'Donnell, and Sean Williams. Music by Linda Worsley. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
We don't want to kill them!
I know what I'm doing!
Patty, I have a shot. Do I take it?
Exciting first day in the new job, I guess.
Oh my God!
Patty!
Close it faster, they're dead!
Shut up!
Now step back from that elevator.
Jesus, okay, can you tell me the plan now?
I think we're gonna pull this off.
I'll take care of everything at this end.
Take the shot!
Wait!
Just a reminder, you can now order your own copy of the brilliant novelization of Steal the Stars by Nat Cassidy, published by Tor Books, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, iBooks, or wherever you shop for books. If you're enjoying the podcast and you'll love reading how Nat beautifully expands on these characters and the world they live in, visit tor-labs.com to learn more.